sports, politics, life. Joslyn's Jewelry presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Hey, we've got a great interview for you on this edition of Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Paul Chappa will join us in just a few minutes. He's the founder and chairman of FriendsInServiceOfHeroes.org, and they're putting on Armed Forces Day at the Wyandotte County Fairgrounds on May 20th. This is from 10 until 4, and it is amazing. They're bringing an entire tactical unit in from the U.S. Army that takes hours to construct the Battle Dome, as they call it. There'll be military equipment, the Color Guard, all kinds of cool stuff. We're going to have a cornhole tournament again with our friends over at Cross Kitchens KC and put that on. And basically, we're going to recognize, recruit, and retain service members in the USA. This is as red, white, and blue as it gets. We hope you'll join us in 2 weeks at the Wyandotte County Fairgrounds, May 20th for Armed Forces Day. Much more on that coming up with Paul and about his organization. We would love for you to find a way to get involved and either volunteer or somehow contribute to Friends in Service of Heroes. We'll talk with Paul in just a few minutes. We'll start this episode today with some, we're going to open the mailbag. I don't do this enough. We have unbelievable listeners who send in quite remarkable emails, and I like to share them with you from time to time, and I'll sprinkle one in an episode every now and then, but I've got four or five of them here that we're going to share to get this one started. And the first one comes from Jim, who was listening to the podcast earlier this week where we were talking about the teacher who we had on yesterday at Shawnee Mission North and the op-ed piece that she wrote for The Lion. And Jim writes in, "Kevin, your podcast was amazing today. Every now and then you see something that triggers in me, and I just don't get it anywhere else." In other words, he listens to the podcast and I touch a nerve with him in a good way of something that he doesn't get elsewhere. That's as good a compliment as I could possibly get. Thank you. Jim goes on and says, "What you said about high schools was so true. I went to St. Pius X. We were warriors first, Catholics second, and Americans next. In school, I learned about faith, trust, capitalism, and family. We were at the beginning of global warming. The ozone layer was going to kill us, and they told us we would never survive Y2K. I've learned in my life these were all hoaxes, and he feels like his generation was the start of it." Sounds like he's a little younger than me. "Now when I tell my kids that climate change was going to end the world by 2000, they don't believe me. I see what they've been taught in college now. Raised conservative, they now think we have to do everything to save the planet." He says, "I'm all about recycling and other things, but let's be real. This is all a farce. I can just hope as they get older, they'll see what I've seen and start to question things. Thank you so much for your insight. And thank you for what you do. You make me look at things differently. I appreciate you." Well, Jim, I appreciate you. Thank you very much for the kind words. And I think we kind of forget, you know, we live in the moment so much that we forget about those other hoaxes that they brought onto us. And you're exactly right. I remember them saying, "Don't use a spray can." Remember that? "Don't use a spray can. You're killing the ozone layer. We're all going to die." Then it was global warming. Then it was freezing. Then it's who knows what? Floods, fire, climate change. And I do remember Y2K and what was supposed to happen that night. Remember how when it went midnight, that the entire world grid on midnight of 2000 was going to be reset by computers and we were just going to black out and the whole world would come to a stop? These are all the same weird leftist hoaxes. These people are crazy. And thank you, Jim, for reminding me of those other hoaxes. And tell your kids to get in line, to line up and fly right. Because those things are true, what you told them about what occurred in the past. Appreciate that one. Next email comes from Jesse, and I emailed him, can I mention your email? And he says, "Oh, absolutely, and please let everybody know my name." So it's Jesse Patterson wants to be known here for this email, and this one is as solid as it gets. I've been holding this for a week or two. You may remember Sporting Kansas City wore some Ralph Yarl shirts and things of that nature. They had the players support Ralph Yarl, the victim of the shooting in the Northland. So Jesse emailed me and says, "Kevin, I emailed you a time back about quitting the United States national team before the World Cup for their stance on gun control and promotion of homosexuality." Now, Jesse's a soccer fan, okay, a big-time soccer fan. "And now I'm quitting Sporting KC. They came out with a Ralph Yarl campaign this week, and as you've mentioned, we know very few facts on this case, and it's currently being used by elites to further racially divide our country. I'm also not aware of any efforts by Sporting to help curb the violence in a city that claims 170 lives a year while Ralph was out of the hospital in a day. I would consider myself a serious supporting fan of Sporting Kansas City. I was a Wizards inaugural season ticket holder. I've been to road games in Chicago, Denver, and Dallas. I was at their championship in 13 and their cup wins. I've been to so many games over the last 26 years, I can't count them all. I won't ever be taking my son, who is 5, as well. Sorry about the long email, but thank you so much for your time, Jesse Patterson. Jesse, that is a strong, strong stance. He reached out to the team as well and let them know. And if you want to question what kind of soccer fan is and how big of a soccer fan Jesse is, his dog's name is Preki. That's awesome, dude. I hope we can get past this. I hope Sporting does something. I hope they do something more concrete. I'm with you. If they got into the city and said, look, 170 homicides in Kansas City, Missouri is too much. Let us help somehow. Let's go do community outreach or something with the players, anything, instead of just wearing Ralph Jarl t-shirts, which, as we all know on the left, it's very shallow. It doesn't really do anything. It's, oh, we care. Look at us. And that's that. You're not really doing anything. So I'm with you, Jesse. And I think if Sporting Kansas City does something that moves you in a way, and it doesn't necessarily have to be with murders or crime, but if you find they're involved in something that moves you in a way, I hope you can see it in your heart to forgive them for this, because it sounds like you love soccer as much as anybody I've ever met. And I always appreciate people that will boycott or speak with their dollars or do whatever. I appreciate that. But I've always said, don't allow it to reduce your quality of life. You know, there's some people wanted to boycott the Royals back in the day, and it led to our walkout. I said, we don't want to boycott the Royals. We want to support them. But we can walk out in the middle of the sixth inning and show them something. And that's what we did. In the sixth inning, it took the entire inning to walk 5,000 people row by row out of the ballpark. We made a statement. We let them know. But we're not boycotting the Royals. We want them to succeed. It was just unacceptable what was going on in baseball at the time. So don't let your quality of life be ruined by a boycott. Moving on from Bud Light to a different beer is easy. And I just don't know how you change from being a Sporting fan and pick another team and watch soccer. So I hope these organizations, the men's national team or Sporting, do something, Jesse, that brings you back, because I'd hate to see your quality of life affected by this, because I know how big of a soccer fan you are. Awesome email. Thank you very much. This one from Todd Mitten. I mentioned the 139th Air Wing of the Missouri National Guard and Air National Guard in St. Joseph. Colonel Cluck there is I consider him a friend. Colonel Cluck does a great job at the airlift wing. They're just awesome people, and they would like to recruit more young service members to come get an education there and learn a skill, a trade, a craft. It's not like joining the Army, Armed Services. You can get much more information on their website or find out how it all works. There are all kinds of great trades and skills to be learned at the Air National Guard in St. Joe. We love those folks. The 139th Air Wing is awesome. And we mentioned that on a recent podcast that I had heard from Colonel Cluck. I think he'd sent me over in his hometown. He's the mayor. It's pretty close to St. Joe. It's a smaller town in Kansas. He's the mayor or something, and said, look, our city hall building, we put new windows in. And they put them in from Window World, and he sent it to me. I said, Colonel, that you're just awesome that you did that. I think they bought like 30 windows and put them in the new city hall there in the town that he's from. And I mentioned that, and Todd Mitten was listening, and he wrote me this email and said, thank you so much for mentioning the Air Wing. So he says, Kevin, while I retired 5 years ago, the 139th is near and dear to me, as I spent 30 years with the Missouri Air National Guard. I spent 6 years at the end drilling at Missouri National Guard HQ in Jeff City, but even during those years, I continued to fly at St. Joe. John Cluck and I have known each other for over 33 years. Every year, we, mostly retired, but a few still serving guys, every year, we get together and take a trip. We even did Oktoberfest in Munich twice, and here are the pictures from last fall's trip. We are all airline pilots, so we're able to travel cheaply. Most of my best friends are or were guard guys. It's a fabulous opportunity for young people. Join. Your voice is helping getting the word out, Kevin. I know you have a lot to do. I just wanted to say thanks. He attached the pictures of him and all of his buddies from the 139th Air Wing that get together. And I'm getting goosebumps talking about this. You know, some guys, I've gone on golf trips my whole life. We go to four guys go on a golf trip. This is a big group of dudes. and they're all pilots, and they'll go anywhere, and they have a reunion every year because they've moved on, and some served and moved elsewhere, and they get back together. You should see these dudes at Oktoberfest with these giant mugs of beer, and they're sort of dressed like Germans. I got to be honest. They look like maybe they weren't in full costume or anything like that, but they look like they just look like German dudes hanging out in Germany at Oktoberfest. It was so cool to know that they do this, and they've gone to Oktoberfest twice, and that is that's a brotherhood for life, man. And I think Todd says it all here. This is a fabulous opportunity for young people. Get the word out about the 139th Air Wing and the Missouri Air National Guard. This is a great way to go with your life. If you know a young person that's looking for a trade or a skill or wants to fly or what they want to do, there are incredible opportunities with the Missouri Air National Guard. That is so, so cool. Thank you, Todd, for sharing those awesome pictures. And our final email is from Steve. He emails me frequently. And he attached a story at Fox News, and it is basically about boycotts and how they're taking hold on the right, that conservatives are getting together and doing boycotts like the Bud Light boycott, or there are now sites and dedicated businesses for conservatives, and those businesses are thriving. And Steve pointed this out to me, and I thanked him very much for sending me the information. We mentioned it on a podcast. He said, "Hey, Kevin, I just read this piece at Fox News. The following two paragraphs made me think of you and what you're promoting with thekklist.com. And I couldn't agree more. Here's the paragraph. Quote, the way to teach businesses a lesson is by first voting with your wallet. Find businesses and individuals you like enough and support them. If there's a conservative singer you like, don't just listen on a streaming service, buy the album. Same goes for authors, brewers, bakers, any retailer, or any service. If the product is good enough, do more than just buy it, promote it. Tell your friends about it. The real world or online. Tell your friends, your family, your coworkers, and people at church to do the same." And that's exactly right, Steve. That is exactly right. And we're doing more and more of that. And I hadn't thought of it that way, but that is what the KK list is. We started it as a very simple function for podcast listeners to have one easy site if they don't remember the name of one of the sponsors. We've added companies that are not sponsors of the podcast, but they're on the KK list. They're also conservatives, and you can support any of their business as well. They're just listed there, okay? They're not podcast advertisers, but they're listed there. If your company wants to be listed at the KK list, we can put you there. Go to thekklist.com and click on Join the List, and it fills out a little email form. It goes right to Jessica, and we can get you on the list. So tell your friends, your family, your coworkers, people at church, everybody you know, that if it's time to buy something, go to the KK list and know you're doing business with great patriots, great American conservatives. Thank you so much, Steve. Appreciate the email. There's the mailbag. We're going to do that more often. We'll do that from time to time. Good stuff. And now we're pleased to get ready to have Paul Chapa come on. He's just incredible. I mean, there's just nobody like this guy. You're going to love him. His interview today is sponsored by MyPillow.com, a great conservative country, with a promo code of KKHI. So many of you, when you're buying the new pillow, MyPillow 2.0, or the mattress topper 2.0, which is down to $219 with my promo code, so many of you are using the promo code. That's awesome, because you're going to buy something at MyPillow at some point anyway, whether it's slippers or sheets or a pillow. When you do, I'm flattered that you would use the KKHI promo code that supports this podcast in particular. That's the only way we generate revenue from MyPillow, is if you use the promo code. So that's awesome. We appreciate them for that. Or you can call them at 800-923-9034. Also, mystore.com, which is all conservative businesses. It goes right along with Steve's email. So we appreciate that. The promo code there is KKHI. Very same thing. Buck Roofing and Construction. Well, they don't get more American than Ron Buck. I mean, this guy's a doer. I don't know what to tell you. He just built his company from scratch, and he's built the best roofing company in the Midwest. And you don't have to live in Kansas City. He does jobs within a couple of hours as well. I would say from like Columbia to Manhattan, St. Joe to Joplin, he'll probably do the job. So if you'd like to get a hold of him, 913-384-2680, and you'll sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. And it's a great weekend to buy a car at Roberts Robinson in Excelsior Springs. Look online at robertsrobinson.com. They may have the exact Chevy, Buick, or GMC you're looking for. They have low interest rates and great financing right now. They also are the home of the lifetime warranty. Got an email from Mike Robinson yesterday. He said sold another vehicle to a listener in Overland Park. And they just delivered it right to his driveway from Excelsior Springs. We had the vehicle he wanted. We did the deal over the phone. We applied every discount, and we just took it right to his driveway with the sales rep who showed him everything and how it all works and everything to do it right there. They will come to you at Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC. We are professional grade. Paul Chapa is professional grade too. He is the founder and chairman of FriendsInServiceOfHeroes.org. He was inspired after 9/11 to begin this organization, and they are putting on one big day for Armed Forces Day on May 20th. You're going to love the spirit of this guy and everything he's done to help veterans in our community. Hit it!
The KKHI Conversation is brought to you by Fry Orthodontics, where your smile is just the start. Online at fryorthodontics.com.
Well, Paul joins us now, and this is going to be great fun coming up on May 20th. We are so excited about the Armed Forces Day, 10 to 4 at the Wyandotte County Fairgrounds on May 20th. The address is 13700 Pulfer Road in Wyandotte County, obviously, and Paul Chapa joins us now, the founder and chairman of FriendsInServiceOfHeroes.org. I met him at our cornhole tournament in the Northland a few months ago. He is a man that was inspired by the tragedy of 9/11 to build this organization and do great things. And this is another great thing they're doing in our community. Paul, welcome. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. So nice to talk to you today.
It's great to talk about what it is that you're doing here. And let's start with May 20th. We'll get into Friends in Service of Heroes and exactly what you do and how people can help in a little bit. Sure. But this event on May 20th, it sounds like it is for any red-blooded, red, white, and blue American that wants to come out, bring the family, 10 to 4. This is going to be a spectacle, man. How are you pulling this off?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're pulling it off with, obviously, a lot of fantastic volunteers. But and it's the mission of recognition, recognizing those that have served our country, those that are still serving, recruiting and retaining these incredible Americans that serve our country each and every day. And you know, this is a wonderful opportunity for the community to come together and thank those individuals that, you know, for some, whether they're guardsmen, you know, that or reservists or active duty, just get face to face with them. See them and thank them in person. And gosh, I mean, now more than ever, our country really needs to do just that.
And this will be a spectacle. Now, you've mentioned you've got some really, really cool things that are going to be happening from 10 to 4 on May 20th at the Wyandotte County Fairgrounds. 106.5 The Wolf's going to be broadcasting there. I know they're helping you promote this as well, right, to get the word out. It's open really to anyone. If you want to celebrate America, celebrate America's heroes, or, you know, become a volunteer or do something like that. But it's also, there'll be live music and food trucks and entertainment. This is just going to be a fun day, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is, Kevin. My gosh. Okay, so you mentioned food trucks. Yes, we have food trucks coming. But just yesterday, I heard from the Army that they're going to be setting up what's called a TOC. And that's a Tactical Operation Center. Not see every day in the Kansas City area. It takes about 4 hours to put it up. So they're going to be coming out on the 19th and setting that up so, you know, the public can see what our troops basically operate in when they're in country, you know, when they're overseas. On top of that, we're going to have what's called a Bradley fighting vehicle, a Buffalo, which is a mine protected vehicle, a Panther, which I've never seen a Panther. It's a command liaison vehicle. We're going to have a UH-1 Huey helicopter, some World War II vehicles. One of the things I'm really excited about is the presentation of the colors. Not only are we going to have the Marines coming in their dress blues to present the colors, but we're going to have the Mounted Color Guard out of Fort Riley in period uniforms, so Civil War era uniforms. And beside them, we're going to have the Sons of the American Revolution in their period uniforms. That's just going to be just absolutely gorgeous. You know, and everyone, all the branches are bringing out a lot of equipment. It is a fun-filled day for the family. The Marines are going to be doing an enlistment. The Navy's doing an enlistment. The Air Force is doing an enlistment. We have a Major General coming from out of state to make some remarks. We've got the 1ID band coming out of Fort Riley to play some patriotic music. Of course, we're going to be presenting a service dog to a veteran as well. And then we have the all-veterans skydiving team coming from North Carolina these skydivers, they are all either former Golden Knights or Black Daggers, and they will be bringing in Old Glory, and Old Glory never, ever, ever touches the ground. I'm so excited. This is going to be a great day for everybody, so please join us. Come on out. Tell your friends. We start at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we'll shut her down right at 4 o'clock.
All right, so it's just a couple of weeks away. It's happening May 20th at the Wyandotte County Fairgrounds, 13700 Pulver Road in Wyandotte County. And Paul, the folks that get me involved in events like this are our buddies Chris Benson and Tim Cross over at Cross Kitchens KC. These dudes love playing bags, man. They love playing cornhole, and they're going to put on another tournament and give away more prizes, and there's no signing up. Anybody that wants to come out and play in the bags tournament, Chris will be there and some other folks will be there. They'll just sign you up when you get there, and I guess we're just going to have some brackets and play some people off and have some games and give away all kinds of prizes. So we're imploring all of the listeners of this podcast that love to play cornhole, because we had, gosh, I don't know what we had, 75 players maybe in that tournament that we had a few months ago.
It was huge.
It was huge. And we're just hoping everybody wants to come out and play cornhole, or bags, if you call it that, while you bring your family with you on this day, and people can win prizes. And hopefully when people show up, they feel motivated in some way to contribute, whether that's shaking someone's hand and thanking them for their bravery and their courage and their service or their sacrifice, or whether it's volunteering to help or donating to Friends in Service of Heroes, whatever it may be, we hope that everyone gets a chance to feel involved and feel like you're actually doing something positive for America. I think that's what this is really about.
It really is. And one thing before I forget, oh my goodness, Kevin, I said recognition, recruit, retain. Also, at that day's event, we're going to have the Johnson County Sheriff's Department, the Wyandotte County Sheriff's Department, KCK Police, Olathe Police, Lenexa Police, because as you probably well know, a lot of these men and women, when they serve in our nation's cloth, in uniform, serving our country, when they get out, when they retire, a lot of them are just wired to serve. They're wired to serve, to protect others. So what do? They take off one uniform and put on the community.
Yeah. No.
Have our law enforcement out there. They're going to be out there. It's going to be a fantastic day. In fact, I think I may have told you this, Kevin, or Chris may have told you. Last year, this was the largest Armed Forces Day in a 16-state area, according to the Army.
Wow. That is so cool. That is
just
so cool.
Amazing. And so,
Paul, who helps you with all this? I mean, it's not just Friends in Service of Heroes, right? You're working with other organizations as well?
The Army, the Marine Corps, the Navy, the Air Force. Yeah, and all the law enforcement agencies. It's basically, you know, this is our seventh annual Armed Forces Day event. The first year we had it, I remember, Kevin, I asked a friend of mine over at Outlaw Cigar. I was having a cigar over at Outlaw. You probably know Kendall Culbertson over there.
Sure, yeah.
And I said, so where's the Armed Forces Day event in Kansas City? I didn't know that there wasn't one. I did it. And I'm like, what do you mean? We got to go to Leavenworth? I can't even get on Leavenworth. I'm not a veteran. You know, okay, we got to figure something out. So with 6 weeks and a handful of volunteers, we put on our first Armed Forces Day event right there in the Outlaw South parking lot in Overland Park. Mm. We gave away a dog, two track chairs. We had a lot of equipment. That's where it all started. It all started. I mean, this community, Kansas City, not only is it is one of the best. You know, I travel a lot, Kevin. I've lived a lot of places. There's nothing like Kansas City. Nothing. I mean, we saw it with the draft, and we see it time and time again. People have this incredible heart. They love those that serve our country. They love those that serve our communities. And so this Armed Forces Day continues to grow and grow and grow. And, you know, we have such a great team of volunteers. And, you know, Kevin, and, you know, there are no salaries here with FISH. Friends in Service Heroes, we're all volunteers. Everyone has a job. And earlier you mentioned, you know, how, after 9/11, yes, I felt like I had to do something. And a lot of my family had served. My brother had served. My cousin just retired out of 5th Group out of Special Forces out of Fort Campbell. I just had to do something. So here I was in the grocery industry. I just wanted to feed someone. Let's find someone to feed. And that's how it started, by meeting a colonel that introduced me to a Marine general that said, come to my quarters and let's feed our Marines. Mm-hmm. And that's how it started. It all started by just breaking bread with someone. And quite honestly, that's what this is all about. We always talk at Fish about one hero, one nation, one at a time. And the truth is, our veterans, those that really need our help, are never going to ask for help. So not only is Friends in Service of Heroes, our acronym is FISH, but that's also how we find those veterans. We call it going fishing, because the veterans that need our help are never going to ask. So we go find them.
That's so cool.
If your audience, if they're looking for something that they want to really wrap their arms around, you know, around and become a part of something extraordinary, you know, FISH is family. You know, we're not just one and done. We don't give them a dog and we disappear. We're going to be doing a family group photo actually that day with a bunch of our service dog recipients. But, you know, I would ask that you reach out and volunteer. Yeah. You know, we need all the volunteers we can get, because, you know, last year we had over 5,000 people at this event. We're expecting more this year with your help.
Yeah.
We're expecting more. And we want this to not just continue to grow here in Kansas City, but I want to challenge other cities across America to do the same. You know, when I was growing up in my little town of Hobart, Oklahoma, I still remember Armed Forces Day and those soldiers parading through the street and some of them throwing candy. I'll never forget me and my friend Scott Carlson, you know, had our baseball caps on. We run out onto the main street to grab the candy and step back. And a World War II guy slapped his son in the head with his cap, saying, boys, the flag's coming next. You better take your hat off.
Better get it off. That's awesome.
Get it off.
That's
and
so
I'll
cool.
never forget looking up at that guy. And, you know, that's what we need across America.
So when you originally had the idea for Friends in Service of Heroes, and again, the website is friendsinserviceofheroes.org, and we would encourage anyone to go make a donation there. If you can't come to the event, I would especially like to appeal to and recruit small business owners or big business owners that may be listening to the podcast to get your business involved in some way with helping this wonderful organization. It is in the Kansas City area. It's the entire metropolitan area, and it helps people here locally, which is awesome. When you first had the idea, did you envision it would be what it is today? And how does it evolve? Are there what are some things you would still like to do with FISH?
Right. Well, initially, it was about our fifth Heroes Dinner that was actually in North Carolina at Cherry Point, 2nd Marine Air Wing. At the time, it was Major General Glenn Walters, call sign Bluto. And after we fed them, a buddy of mine's a television chef, Shepard Tarantino, after all the young Marines and the spouses and the Navy corpsman that was there that night, after they left, we stepped outside to have a cigar, you know? And as we're decompressing, I noticed that the general just was like he had been all night, just had a lot on his mind. I said, General, what's going on? And finally interrupted him, and he said they'd lost some Marines earlier that day in Afghanistan. And, you know, I'm like, oh my gosh. And, you know, can you tell us about it? Well, it just happened. There's a lot we need to learn. But Paul, at the end of the day, look, it's the only ones that are ever going to know about them are their mommies and daddies and fellow Marines. What? Paul, it's 2013. America's not at war. America's at the mall. They don't care anymore. And that, Kevin, was like a spear in my in my spirit, man. And I'm like, and I could see the anguish on his face and his wife. And my guys were looking at, we're all looking at each other. Did we just hear this? I mean, and did you just feel this? And I said, General, we're here because we love our Marines. What else can we do? Keep them in your prayers. This is going to go on a long time. That was 2013, January. And as we stepped out, we got in our rental car and I said, guys, it's great that we can feed our heroes like this, but we can do more. We're the food industry. That's right. We're the food industry. Now I said, that's it. What? Fish, food industry serving heroes, feed a man a fish, feed him for a day, teach him to fish, feed him for life. We can do more. And we got over to the hotel, the BLQ is what it's called on the post. And by 2:30 in the morning, our pillars had been basically born. And so what started out in this little raft, just me and this little raft saying, come on, let's do this. It's gotten bigger and bigger because it doesn't belong to me. This belongs to everybody. I mean, oftentimes I'll be in a place and they'll ask me to say something and I'll ask all the veterans to be, to be recognized. You know, can I see a show of hands? Please keep your hands up. How about anyone here that has a family member that has served in the military? Can you raise your hands? They raise their hands. Friends serving in the military, neighbors, we're all connected. But it's those first few hands. Less than 1% of our country has raised their right hand to serve and defend our Constitution, our way of life, our family. And I think it's important for those of us that have not served to stand ready and stand beside them and find a way to serve them once they put that hand down. Once that uniform comes off, for many of them, that's when the real demons come, Kevin.
Yeah.
That's why these service dogs are so important. Because when they're serving, they know that they've got their guy. Someone has their back.
Right. And they need to know that after they're out of the service. So you mentioned that the folks that need help don't come forward and ask for help. What is it like when you find somebody and you present them with a service dog or a track chair or you do something for a family? What is their reaction like knowing that you found them and did something and they probably never would have asked for it? What does that look like the moment that happens, and what are their reactions?
Kevin, it's amazing. It's almost identical each and every time, because invariably they will say, no, I'm okay, or I don't deserve this, or I didn't do enough, or there's people worse off than I am. And we just had an incident this past Sunday where we presented a track chair. It's a track vehicle to a Vietnam veteran that, when we told him, when we came, to his place, and we've been working on it for a little bit. We knew the situation. He has serious mobility issues, lives on a big tract of land, can't get out and see it anymore, can't get out to the pond. And when we showed up, it was the same. I don't deserve this. There's guys worse off, yada, yada, blah, blah, blah. I didn't do enough. He's got purple hearts, Kevin. Mm. I didn't do enough. Mm-mm. I said, look, here's the deal. And this is where, a colonel friend of mine, when I first met him, and I told him about this, he kind of knife hand me. I put the knife hand out and I said, look, I'm not asking you, we're voluntelling you. This particular chair, this particular service dog, this particular, you fill in the blank, this is for you. Yes, we will find those others and we will need your help, because now you're back on mission. You are now a fisherman. So you know that veterans will never ask for help because you didn't. Now help us go find those veterans.
That's awesome. And they do. They become part of the team, don't they? Yeah.
They do. Because again, for those of us that didn't serve, there's nothing like it. I mean, I love our Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, I really do. I mean, I'm sorry we lost Nicole and we're losing Clyde. I mean, they're big fans of Fish. They wear the bracelet all the time, wore it all season. Noah Gray, same thing, wonderful young man. He comes out to our events. And, we all play sports. And that's what it is. It's playing a sport. And God bless them. Here in this, we love our football. We love our baseball and everything else. These men and women that wear the uniform of our nation and wear the uniforms of our communities, those are the real everyday heroes that are never, ever given the accolades, that are never given the praise and that they honestly deserve. So that's what this event's all about.
It's so incredible. What an unbelievable organization. We're so proud to help promote this event. We hope that our listeners will come out on May 20th to the Wyandotte County Fairgrounds between 10 and 4 for Armed Forces Day, along with our friends at friendsinserviceofheroes.org. The acronym is FISH, obviously friendsinserviceofheroes.org. And let's wrap this up on a light note. Paul, are you practicing your cornhole game? Are you going to be in this tournament this time? I mean, are you bringing a ringer? What is your plan for competing? Will you even have time to compete on that Saturday?
Kevin, I got nothing. When it comes to cornhole, talk to Chris Spence, man. I got nothing. But I'm going to be running around all day long. And, I can't wait to stop by. In fact, I'm looking at the agenda here for the day. And, Kevin, you're going to be on the stage at 2:10 talking about the cornhole. And hopefully we can have the winners by that time. I don't know. Maybe we need to make an adjustment on the agenda. But I'd like for you to join us on stage that day later in the afternoon.
I would absolutely be honored. And Jessica and I are looking forward to coming. This may not be – I'm springing one on you here. Can we bring our dog?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Are you kidding me? There's going to be, I know of at least 4 service dogs that are going to be there. Absolutely.
Okay, good. Because we got a lot of dog listeners. A lot of our listeners are dog people. And we're always looking for events where you can take your dog. And our little guy is no trouble at all. We enjoy spending the day with him. I'm sure he's going to love it, getting out and seeing other people and other dogs. So it really is for everyone. I think that's fantastic. So, yeah, that'll be great. Maybe I'll get him to do a couple tricks on stage. I've taught him a couple of things. Maybe if I can get him to not have stage fright, maybe I can do a couple tricks up there.
I love it. Let's do it.
Paul, this is going to be so much fun. I'm so flattered that you've included me in some small way, and I want to help in any way that I can. And I would ask all of our listeners to get involved. Go to the website, friendsinserviceofheroes.org. That's friendsinserviceofheroes.org. And please come out and join us on May 20th at the Wyandotte County Fairgrounds. The event is from 10 to 4. We'll be there, if not the entire time, most of the time of the day. And as you can tell by listening to Paul, he is a whirlwind of energy. He'll be buzzing around the entire fairgrounds all day long. I feel sure of that. Paul, it's incredible what you've done. Congratulations to you and everyone that works for your great organization. We can't thank you enough for what you're doing for veterans.
Yeah, it's an honor to do it. So, we'll see you on May 20th, everyone.
All right. Thank you, Paul. You take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. There you go. There's Paul Chapa, and he is just terrific. He's the founder and chairman of friendsinserviceofheroes.org, which is just an incredible organization, and you can hear his energy, man. This guy, it really took – I didn't want to bring this up to him, and I want to say it in front of him. People get embarrassed by this. It takes a special person to build something like this. Now, he's got a lot of people that volunteer and work with the organization now. But from just wanting to do something to actually making it happen and building what he's built takes a special person. And he clearly is that guy, and you can kind of tell by his energy. He knows a lot of people in the area. He called on the right people in the military. They built this thing from the ground up, and all of it helps people right here in our community. He was simply inspired by what happened on 9/11 and his relatives that all served. Paul did not serve. He, like me, he did not serve, but he wants to do as much as he can when he can. And for him, it became an absolute passion as he built Friends in Service of Heroes. And I just can't even imagine a better organization. There's something for everyone if you come out, including the kids, the grandkids, your dog. Clearly, if you want to bring them, there's going to be a bags tournament, really cool color guard presentation, and very impressive military vehicles. And the Battle Dome is going to be set up there. It's going to be a great day. 106.5 The Wolf is going to be broadcasting live there. They're helping promote this event. You heard him say they had over 5,000 last year. They're expecting more this year. It is a massive area, the Wyandotte County Fairgrounds, so there's plenty of room. You won't feel crowded, even if there's a lot of people. And May 20th should be a terrific day. You just don't get much better weather than about the 20th of May in Kansas City. So we hope to see you there at the Wyandotte County Fairgrounds. This episode of KKHI is brought to you by some of our very best patriots, including my man Spencer over at Finch Knife Company, making the best pocket knives you could ever have. FinchKnifeCo.com. These guys are red, white, and blue. They got all kinds of, they're basically, each pocket knife is an homage to something American. The new series is the Flint Finch Knife. It's 7.2 inches long, 3-inch blades, satin finish, titanium clip, beautiful. The Hatfield and McCoy series is out as well. You'll see them all at FinchKnifeCo.com. Window World, 100% made in America. Every window, siding, door products are all made right here in the USA. Lifetime warranty and 0% financing. We love that about Window World, that they're able to do that through the size of their company. So American, and they are the J.D. Power and Associates Award winner for customer satisfaction again for 2022. It's Window World online at WindowWorld.com. And starting out with just 4 employees a few years ago, Tickets for Less is built to 90 Kansas City area employees now, and they've become a nationwide company, but they're still your little concierge ticket service if you live in Kansas City, because the phone number is 913-685-3322. And if you want to speak with somebody to help coach you through the proper seats and the proper pricing for the event you want to go to, you don't always have to do it online. They've got great personal service if you want to call them directly. Just remember to mention the podcast when you call them, and you're going to get between 5 and 15% off your entire order at ticketsforless.com, where there are never any fees added. Paul Chapa, the founder and chairman of friendsinserviceofheroes.org, is our guest, and it was a great way to send you off to the weekend. That is just 2 weeks from Saturday, that event. We hope to see you at the Wyandotte County Fairgrounds then. And I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Thank you for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.